Senate and House negotiators have reportedly agreed to cut $9 billion from food stamps over 10 years. The savings would come from closing a so-called heat and eat loophole. Currently, if a state gives someone a heating subsidy as low as a dollar, it triggers a higher benefit amount in food stamps. New York is currently among 14 states that use this provision. Rachel Sheffield of the right-leaning Heritage Foundation says lawmakers should end it.
States are mailing out these checks solely for the purpose of boosting food stamp benefits, and it's, you know, that's not the way that the law was intended.
If the cut goes through, 190,000 New York City households will lose up to $130 in monthly food stamp benefits. Their benefits were also reduced when a temporary stimulus boost expired in November. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ibrek.